There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two already. All right, let's run over Venice, Louisiana way, and let's check in with old Captain Mike Jeffcoat, RJ's Hunting and Fishing. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Nothing much. How are you this morning, Mickey?
I'm here, buddy.
You're here?
Yep,
feeling right out of dirt, huh?
Swallowed another loss last night. Boy, that was a tough pill to swallow. Golly, I thought we had it in the bag.
It did. But
you can't beat Grand Slams.
Nope.
And that's only his second hit all year out of eight attempts, and both of them have been Grand Slams. I think I'd have to, well, he did pitch around him. I mean, that high fastball he got, I guess he just left it over the plate too much. He was trying to get inside with it, but he smoked it. Wasn't even a strike.
Well, I mean, baseball is all about inches.
It is, man.
I mean, beginning of that game, Brown couldn't. I mean, there was some pitches that, on both sides of that.
Hey, are these umps terrible this year or what?
I don't know what's going on with them. You would think whoever who heads up that organization, you know, would go to chopping some heads or something. I mean, they got to be held responsible for some of these calls they're making.
Well, night before last, it was a low strike zone. Last night, it was a high strike zone. And giving the corners 6 inches on the corners, oh, man. I mean, that's great for the pitcher. But it just, man, how would you like to be a batter having to deal with that?
I'm with you. That's the problem I have is this. Inside, outside, 6 inches off the plate that they're giving him calls on. I went, wow.
You think Greg Maddux was pitching again?
Yeah.
Remember the Braves, all the calls they got on the corners? They weren't even on the corners. They were way outside. Greg Maddux, Steve Avery.
You know, once them pitchers get established like that, they're going to get leeway. I mean, it's still today. Them old veterans, I mean, I'm not saying nothing about Verlander, but brother, gets his share of calls, too.
So, boy, he did the other night. There was a couple that were so far outside going, man, keep it up.
Yeah.
Give us some more.
Maybe they ought to get the Little League umpires to come call the games. I don't know. Big game today.
Well, there's some lead way on the Little League. I wish I'd have had a strike zone like that.
No kidding. That's a big game coming up today.
Bernie, Texas today, baby.
Yeah. Who are they playing?
They'll play Florida.
Oh, Florida made it.
Yeah. Didn't Florida beat Nevada? Or maybe Nevada. I don't know.
I can't keep up.
I'm pulling for Bernie anyway. They're Texas.
No, absolutely. They're a ball team.
They hadn't lost a game yet. Now, what happens if they lose today? Is that it, or they get another shot?
No, they're undefeated. I mean, you got to beat them twice.
That's what I thought it was double elimination. Yeah, so
it is.
It's going to be hard to beat Bernie twice. Once is hard enough.
Yeah. You know, and then you got the Mexico team, too.
Well, Mexico got beat.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I thought they'd come back and won.
No, Venezuela smoked them the next game.
Oh, so it's going to be Venezuela and China. I mean, Japan.
Yeah. No, Japan got beat.
Wow.
Venezuela beat them. It'll be, I guess it'll be Taiwan and Venezuela.
I hadn't kept up with that international side.
That Mexico game that they came back in the bottom of the sixth and won that game, scored four or five runs to win it. I missed that because they switched over to one of the American teams.
I
missed
that
comeback. I was into that game, too.
Well, that's a team. I mean,
it's hard to believe those little leaguers, man, 12-year-olds are that good. I mean, turning double plays and the way they run the bases and their defense they play, it's really remarkable.
That's what I was going to say, is that Texas, it's got that sure enough shortstop.
Oh, he's nasty.
Oh, that kid is, unbelievable.
He's a vacuum cleaner.
Yes, he is. But anyhow, now I made it back home.
Oh, you're back in town now?
Yeah, I'm back in town. I'm going to take the next 2 weeks off and enjoy Labor Day. And I generally got a gator deal, on Labor Day.
Right.
There in Venice. But most of them are saying they're not even going to go try to catch them. They're worth nothing other than what they can do on, selling the trip to go shoot one online.
Hearing bookings are off on gator hunts and, fishing trip bookings. Everything's kind of off right now.
It is. I saw a deal, that bass world's in a turmoil. I don't know how they're going to. Oh, my God. Not just the forward-facing sonar and all that stuff, but they disqualified a kid the other day. Last week on that Elite deal.
I saw that.
I don't know where they're going to go with this. And I'm still in the know a little bit, and I've talked to several people that Elite series might be in trouble.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're having some type of turmoil at every Elite series tournament. And it's, about waypoints and all kind of stuff. It's just, they're going to have to get back to old school a little bit if they're going to salvage all this. But
well, didn't that guy get DQ'd from getting information off a fishing forum or something?
Well, that's what they're saying, but they can't prove that. And he passed the polygraph. Now the polygraph guy's been supposedly involved in payoffs. So.
Uh-oh.
Yep, making false statements about the polygraph.
Uh-oh, that ain't good.
No.
Man, is everybody crooked nowadays? I mean, you can't trust the polygraph service?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Oh, my God, they might already try to polygraph and all them our public officials. I mean, that DNC deal, my God,
they'd melt everything down in D.C. if they hooked everybody up to polygraphs up there.
That's crazy.
You're all fired.
Yeah. But now they're talking about boat sales are way off. And
everything is, man. I mean, you can only sugarcoat this stuff so much till it starts coming back around. What's the old saying? The chickens are coming home to roost.
Right before I went to bed last night, there was something on the news, and I just happened to catch it, and that interest rates are coming down next week. And I looked at Darlene, and I said, there you go. All of a sudden, interest rates are going to start coming down now.
So, well, yeah, election right around the corner.
Yeah, no kidding.
The stock market
fuel's coming
to it.
Down.
Yeah.
Yep. Fuel's coming down.
You know, everybody's been suffering for forever, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, I filled up lead four yesterday at $2.89 a gallon.
For diesel?
Yeah.
Boy, I can't find nothing still, even close to $3. Everything's $3.29, $3.39.
Oh, I come through Cleveland. I come through Cleveland last night. It was $2.99 everywhere.
I'm going to have to come to Cleveland and fill up.
Yeah. But still, at $2.89 still took me $80 to fill the truck up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, them few cents is not making the big difference yet.
Well, my truck, you know, it's a 36-gallon tank. I remember it used to $50, $60 max.
Yeah.
And then you had to start paying $120. 100
to 120. Yep. So, but anyhow, we've moused all around except hunting and fishing. So, here the rain comes, I see. We didn't get none of that yesterday. I didn't even drive through.
I saw some rain kind of up that way, but it went to the west, you know, towards Houston and Pasadena. It went above me. I was sure warm.
I need a little shower for sure.
Yeah, we do.
But, now fishing is, you know, the big deal over there right now is tarpon fishing. There's a lot of griping about how many new tarpon guides there are now. So, and you know yourself, everybody's on the radio. That's the problem. And they've got that central place there at the head of the passes. One of them's got a camp there. And I went by it the other day, and they've got an antenna that's probably 100 foot in the air.
Yeah.
And so everybody's listening to what's going on. If you got a good radio on your boat, you're going to hear what's going on with them tarpon. And, you know, everybody's...
They need to run scramblers on their radios.
Yeah, they do. Because everybody's getting on top of them tarpon. And I was talking to Brent and Brandon about it the other day, and he said that was 100 acres of tarpon out there, but you couldn't make them eat. But the problem was there was 30, 40 boats out there.
Right.
And you can't be pushing them tarpon around like that, you know.
No, it'd bust them up.
Bust
them up. They won't bite. Spread them out.
Yep. So that's, you know, one
ain't
big
nothing
concern.
Different over, same thing over here up and down to Texaco, same thing.
Yeah. And I'm not, don't take me wrong, I'm not, you know, everybody's got their choice of what they want to do, and that's fine. You know, if you want to be a tarpon guy, go be a tarpon guy.
Sure.
But you know, have some etiquette about it too, though.
Well, Well, there's that one right now. That's always been.
That's been gone a long time. That went away a long time ago.
I can't ever remember when there was good etiquette. It's been so long ago. You know, back in the old days, though, everybody was real cordial. You know, unless somebody waved their hat at you to come on in there, you didn't go in there. You left them alone.
No, you're right. You know,
a free for all.
Yeah. You know, and you take Venice, you know, as big a place that I fish in, there's no secrets no more.
No.
We've got one outfitter, and he's notable. We've got several people fishing for him, but he put wraps on all their boats, making them, trying to camouflage them.
Mm-hmm.
So can't see them. You know, what's funny is one of them the other day, he'd got a new motor on his boat and got a white Suzuki on him. So how you hiding that one?
Well, that's kind of like a white rod. You can see a white rod bending for two miles down a shoreline.
Yep.
Can't hide white.
No, you know, that's what's going on in the BASS. Mm-hmm. I mean, it always has been. Even back when me and Dermot was fishing and traveling together,
yeah,
there were so many people drive by you and see you on fishing and they was in front of you in the start off the next morning, somebody's probably going to be sitting on your spot.
They're going to be sitting on your hole, buddy.
That's been going on a while. Yeah.
First one there wins.
You know, that's a great thing about bull red fishing. We get kind of congregated, but, you know, you can leave and go find slicks popping, especially now. I mean, the bogeys have really pulled in hard, and just go find them somewhere else. That's all you got to do.
All right, Mike. Well, good you're back in town. Somebody wants to give you a call about coming over to Venice and hooking up with you. How they get a hold of you, brother?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing.
All right. Watch them cheaters.
Later.
All right, man. See you, buddy. Take care. All right. That's Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Well, join us in September on the 7th from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the Heat Wave Slam Shrimp Boil fundraiser at Rusty Hook Ranch in Matagorda, Texas. For just $20, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat shrimp, live music, and a chance to win big in their raffle. And limited tickets are available, so purchase yours online while you can get them at heatwaveslam.com. And don't forget about the Heat Wave Slam Fishing Tournament with a guaranteed $5,000 payout to the top five teams. Entry fee on that is $300 per team, with weigh-in from 2 to 4 p.m. And all the proceeds, they'll support the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. So get your tickets or register for the tournament today. Go to heatwaveslam.com. That's heatwaveslam.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down G-Town way, and let's check in with our good friend, Captain James Plogg. Hey, James, what's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
What's happening?
Nothing. Sitting here texting Cameron, looking at the looking at the weather. They changed it a little bit. They got it coming down. The highest I see it is 15 at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, they kind of missed it, the east, 15 to 25. I mean, it's come down. You know, since I went on air, it was all like 10 and 13. Now it's all like anywhere from 3 to 8, 5, 4, all over.
Yeah, it's calm right here. I mean, yeah. It's, you know, the trees move a little bit, but there ain't much wind.
It's 5 at Tiki Island right now.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, I was texting Cameron. They're fixing to put him in the water. He ain't got no help, so he ran the boat all night. And
oh, boy. He said, I bet he's a zombie.
Nah, he don't care. Them kids, they don't. They're animals, dude. He won't. Well, it's a one-day tournament. I seen that kid not sleep for like 3 days.
I couldn't do that.
Well, hell no. He's 32 years old, man.
Well, that makes a big difference.
He's a stud. Oh, I hung with him another tournament, but they're fishing.
I'd be up in that wheelhouse, Uncle Webbin.
Definitely Uncle Webbin.
Uncle Webbin.
Nah, he said he just got to where he was at, and he'll put the sonar down and he'll drive around try to mark some fish. But I was listening to Jeffco about that forward facing sonar and the Omni sonar on the fish. Hey, dude, that genie's out of the bottle, man. You ever get with it, get good, or get gone?
That's it.
I mean, play the game or quit. Don't cry. Quit. I mean, because I watched it, you know, I went up there on the bridge with him just a couple of times, you know, when I made it for him in that last tournament. It takes out
all the guesswork.
Well, they may not always bite, and you always get some sneakers.
Yeah, but you know they're there.
Well, you get a sneaker every now and then that you don't see, but you're going to see most of them. He'll tell you. He said, hey, man, I got one at 300. He's at 150. Okay, man, get ready on the right long. He's coming up. And you on the right long, you better be ready because he's there. He may not bite. It's the same way that bass fishing. These guys that are good at it, just, you know, everybody's a crybaby because they ain't got one and they're no good at it. That's what's wrong with the whole deal.
Well, it's changed. It's just a, you know, guys that were good that aren't into that are not any good anymore because they can't compete with that.
Well, because they
it's video
don't
fishing.
Want to.
It's really not fishing. It's video fishing.
It's not, Mickey, but it is what it is. I guess my point of holding it, don't cry. Quit. Go away or get good. Hey, I got an old saying, don't get bitter, get better.
That's it.
You know, and it's just like in the sport fishing business and you know, I need to get better like that tarpon fishing. I mean, eventually I'm going to have it, and I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to know how to do it. I ain't done it this year, but, don't get better, dude. Get better or quit. Go away. Quit crying about it.
That's it.
They got separate sonar divisions, you know, for non-sonar division like these tournaments, and there'll be like 5 boats in it. But it'll be standard. I mean, every custom boat built, every Viking, every Hatteras, every custom boat, the tube for the Omni sonar, it's there. It's already going to be built in the boat. Every bass boat you buy is going to have a live scope on it. And I mean, that's just how it is. You can use it, not use it, but it's going to end up being standard equipment.
It should be. Yeah, go for it.
And I don't know how to do it. I don't. But if I was playing that game, trust me, dude, I'll hire me somebody. You teach me how to do this. I'm fit to get good at it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty nice. I guess, what day we go? Not yesterday. I guess Thursday, we had a bunch of bad storms on top of us, so we had to pull back. And then we ended up going... Man, we end up going about noontime. And
what, Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday. And we didn't fish till quite dark. But, man, everything changed. I talked to people up and down the coast Thursday. Everything. It went from a lot of fish, the bait. I mean, it's, you know, the bite wasn't real good, but lots of stuff. And right. Thursday, up and down the Texas coast, you thought they were rotting on that beach. It was, everything swam off everywhere. The currents changed overnight, and it's that time of year when it starts to happen. You know, most of the time throughout the summer, your current's coming up from the southwest.
Right.
And right about now, it turns, it switches, and that current will start coming, the inshore current. I don't know what it's doing offshore, but the inshore current, it'll start coming out of the, you know, coming from the east. And I just happened to stop Thursday, and we were looking at something. I just glanced down there, and there ain't much wind. I mean, there's a little swell, but it ain't nothing. It's, you know, blowing 7-8 miles an hour. And, man, I look down, I'm drifting like 1.2 knots. I'm like, man, that current switched. And then I moved again, and I said, man, let's just fish for a little bit. I want to look. We wasn't seeing nothing. It was terrible. And I said, no, man, we're smoking through here, man. It's, you know, like 1-2. I don't know if we touched 1-3, but something happened. So I talked to some guys to the south yesterday, and it was like, this is where there's been a lot of fish. It was like 0-0 for 0, like nothing. So well, something happened overnight.
Got some movement, yeah.
Yeah, and the trout fishing was terrible yesterday. Kenny and Dana went. It was terrible. It's just something on the back of this moon, and the way them currents are, it's kind of tough right now.
Yeah, I wonder what that water temperature is when they're coming in the heat of the day.
It was 92 yesterday. 92. No, 90, I'm sorry. It was 91 and some change.
Yeah.
Started out at 87.
That's what I figured.
Man, we come in, man, from the Gulf. Now, I don't remember where I came in from. And I'm like, dude, look, man, it's like 90. It was 92 degrees in the Gulf.
Oh.
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot. And them tarpons don't care.
No, they really don't.
Yeah, but it's it's been decent, man. It's been sporadic, but it's been deep. We've had a couple pretty big days. That picture I sent you, that day.
How
right
big
there,
was that fish?
Oh, probably 160. Yeah, they was trying to.
That was a beautiful photo down the side of the boat with you holding that fish. Got his head up. That was cool looking. Sure made you look small.
Yeah, no kidding.
The other end of the fish too, you know.
Yeah, it was just a good picture. That's why I sent it to you.
Yeah, it was a good photo.
It, man, that night it was just me and I just had Larry and the boys didn't come.
Right.
We didn't have nobody shooting nothing and. It got so good that I reeled everything in because I had to catch one. I caught one. We had a double header, and when we left that night, we videoed us idling out of them.
Right.
They're right there on the side of the boat. We're in like a pile of them, and we should have kept fishing. And I had this big master plan as I'm gonna roll back in here the next morning in the dark, so I know exactly where I'm leaving them. And that didn't work out. And I should have just stayed.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
Well, I should have just stayed, you know, because, you know, I still had tackle the rig. I said, man, if we're coming back tomorrow, we got to go. And I shouldn't have left. It was if I'd have had more people, you know, just, you know, somebody else, it was for sure a 15 fish day. I wouldn't tell you 20 because we didn't have enough time, but for sure 15 fish day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It was crazy, man. But, man, there's some boats, man. I see like 3 boats go by. Kenny said there was a lot of people fishing yesterday.
Was there?
Yeah. And the water's not good. It ain't no good. The water ain't no good. It's just hot. It's nasty. You couldn't pay me to go trout fishing right now. You ain't got enough money. It's just, you know, it's just tough. Now, they did catch a lot of little fish. Everywhere they went was lots of small fish, lots of small ones. But overall, it was tough. But it was kind of breezy yesterday. But it never was terrible. Kenny just said the water's no good anywhere.
Well, it's so hot. Any kind of breeze, it just gets that cloudy look. You know, it stirs up too easy.
Yeah. I think, you know, I think you're seeing some residual. I wouldn't call it residual. I don't know what you call it, but man, that hole there at Rollover, because I know how much water comes out of there. I've run up down that beach for a lot of years, and I know how far it goes. It's not big. It's not, you know, you're not going to – the water coming out of Rollover, the current's moving from the south, it's not going to – you're not going to see Rollover water all the way to the jetties. But it goes out there.
Right.
So I guess my point of that story is that they don't let none of this water go anywhere, and it's all nasty. It's stuck.
The same story my dad told me. Before I was born, they were fishing back there, and before there was a rollover, that water back there would get orange looking in the summertime. Just nasty.
Yeah, it's nasty, Dale, Mickey. It don't get good. And I think it's kind of like that Laguna del Sada. I think I'm saying it right. You know, in Baffin, you know, we're, you know, way back there in the back where I used to put in by Williamson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the water gets colder in the wintertime and stuff, it's all good. But when it's nasty like this, that water's just stale. I don't think nothing wants to be there, you know. Maybe some drums or reds or something. But that's going to be an issue down the road before the smoke clears.
Well, we're already seeing it. And how long has it been closed now? 3 years?
Not too long. But that was... You know why they did that? And I don't get back on a rollover deal. I was thinking that the other day. If you want to fix erosion, well, go close the Galveston jetties. You want to fix erosion, go plug up San Luis Pass.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
Exactly. Because you know why? Because you can't. You can't. But we can pay somebody some real big money, because I know the guy that did it. Because we can plug this hole up. So let's make some money. Let's plug it up because we can do it. Go plug Sabine jetties. Go down here and plug other stuff. You can't. That was a place they could plug up, pay somebody a lot of money. There ain't going to be no damn fishing pier there. Everybody's going, is there a pier there? I said, hell no, there ain't no pier. There ain't going to be nothing there.
That park and picnic pier and all that. No.
It's a joke, dude. The whole thing was a joke. Yeah, you want to stop erosion, go.
Well, I mean, why even bother putting a pier there? There's no reason for a pier to be there because there's not going to be anything there. There's no pass anymore where fish used it.
Yeah, you could go put a pier anywhere. Go put one down by 91st Street, like right here, you know.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, something will swim through there. But,
right.
You know, they did it because they could. You pay somebody some big money to do it. You dig deep, follow that money trail in that deal. Because I kind of know a little bit about it. It's stupid, man. But my point of that whole deal is you can tell it. You don't let the water go away.
No.
Yeah, no, you can almost see the.
You know, down south they're paying millions of dollars to open holes, and up here they're paying millions to close them. It don't make any sense.
And you can see it, Mickey. You know, I don't fish back there a lot, but I'll go, you know, not now, I'm not fishing.
I don't even go back there anymore.
Well, I'll check it. When I was still fishing, I'd check it. And you
well,
can
it's too
almost
far
draw.
For me to run over there and check it and then come back home, you know.
No, it'd be stupid. But I do look at it, and it's you can almost see the line. And now the shoreline deal is a little bit different because you got some holes right there that's letting some – you know, some kind of water in and out.
Yeah, they remember when they closed up the Sun Oil Cut? We laughed at that and said, well, you're not going to stop Mother Nature. She wants to come through that marsh. She's going to open some holes up with these currents.
And yeah, she blew holes out all over that thing.
Blew holes out all up and down that shoreline behind the tide gauge.
That whole thing's going to end up being just a cove. All that marsh,
it will. It'll all wash out. One big hurricane, and it's going to change everything.
Hey, I fish a place that a lot of barge traffic, and it gets barge traffic and ship traffic both. And I show my guys, I said, watch this. And you watch them waves. What is that? I said, well, that's a ship wave. Well, what was that? I said, look at that barge just come by. Look at him rolling this up. And you can just watch it eating the shore away. I said, this goes on 24/7, 365.
Yeah, it's eating the east shoreline completely up. It's just eating.
Oh,
up.
Yeah, Mickey, all that stuff we used to with. I mean, yeah, it ain't, you know, compared to when I was a kid over there with you, would have been many, many, many years ago now. It's just, it's not even the same.
Hell, bull shoals don't even stick out of the water anymore.
No, man, you better have you some numbers on it, because I was catching some fish out there. I had a couple pretty good days out there, and yeah, you better have good numbers on it, because you'll hit. I mean, if you're sitting there when a ship comes by, you can see it rolling up, or when the current's running real hard, you can kind of see it ripping off of it.
Right.
But no, it ain't none of that stick out of the water no more. But the ship traffic, the container right. ships, bro, are rolling the. Well, hell, me and you see it. You'd be sitting back there by the spillway, and you watch them waves roll from the ship channel on that flat on the spillway. Now, exactly. That's traveling. That's traveling some places. But anyway, it'll get good when the water cools up. I mean, I think we got a lot of fish. And I mean, you know, there's a few big ones around, being a little one. But it's, you know how it is. It's hot. It's 92 degrees. It's nasty. I think the fall's gonna be good.
It's August.
It's August, dude.
I'm getting like Pete, man. I'm waiting on the fall and winter. I've had enough of this hot weather.
Well, me too. For trout fishing, I mean, I just, you know, yeah. I'm not interested. If it ain't got a stick on its nose and flying out of the water, or silver jumping out of the water, I care less till it gets cold.
There you go. I'm with you,
brother.
I think I go
back on like October the 10th.
Yeah.
I think when I go back.
All right, James. Well, I got to go. It's break time. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you, man, give them some info.
Hi, buddy. 409-771-7306.
All right. Keep them in the air.
All right, holler at you a little while.
Later. Bye. All right. That's Captain Plog down in Galveston. And join us on September 7th. From 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the Heat Wave Slam Shrimp Boil Fundraiser. That's at Rusty Hook Ranch in Matagorda, Texas. For just $20, enjoy all you can eat shrimp, live music, and a chance to win big in their raffle they're having. And limited tickets are available, so please purchase yours online at heatwaveslam.com. And don't forget about the Heat Wave Slam Fishing Tournament, with a guaranteed $5,000 payout to the top five teams. Entry is $300 per team, and the weigh-in for that will be from 2 to 4 p.m., and all the proceeds are going to support the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. So get your tickets, or you can register for the tournament today. Check it out at heatwaveslam.com. That's heatwaveslam.com. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:41 here in the Bayou City. And just checking around, winds have come down. They've steadily been coming down since 4 o'clock, since I went on air, and things look pretty good. And anyway, it's, you know, getting back to what Plog and I were talking about, you know, with all the everything changing in our system, you know, with the erosion thing, you know, from ship wakes, and, you know, we've just seen, you know, a lot of shoreline structure and islands that normally used to stick out of the water. They're all gone now. They're still there. I mean, you just got to know where they're at and find them, and fish still live there. But it's changed how we approach these areas and how we fish them. And you can adapt to that. It's no big deal. It's just a little bit of a change. You hate to see it, because there was just so much, so many things to offer for the average fisherman. And the game has changed. Fish are still the same. But anyway. All right, let's go down to G-Town now. Let's check in with old Sharky Marquez this morning. I'm sure he's icing up and fueling up and making another one. Sharky, what's up?
Man, I'm sorry, brother. I was loading up the boat and missed you this morning, but I got
That's
you back.
All right.
What's up,
hey,
stud?
We got you. It's no big deal.
Heck yeah. Well, we're just getting ready to rock and roll, my friend.
Going blue today?
No, we're going to hang in inshore today.
Oh, okay.
Getting towards the end of the towards the end of the season. I got a few inshore trips mixed in with these offshores, and man, pretty grateful for it. A little bit of a break on the old body, you know, which is great. Sure. But let's see. We fished yesterday on a monster trip, so trying to go catch the biggest, baddest stuff we could find. Ended up getting into a nice school. Some big. We got a big bull shark. A bunch of sandbar sharks are rolling through. Didn't see any big redfish or anything like that. Let's see. And then Shane ran out to the deep. Pretty windy yesterday, man. They said he was going like 17, 18 knots the whole way out. That's slow, buddy.
Yeah.
That's a long haul, man. But they got out there. They got cobia, mahi, mangrove snapper, lane snapper, and red snapper. So he's
they had a
great trip.
Good variety pack there, bud.
Heck yeah, buddy. They had a great trip.
Sure.
So other than that, brother, we're going to be everybody's out this morning. Got all the boats rocking and rolling, iced up, baited up. Fixing to go hit some fishies, buddy.
About the only big change I've seen on the leaderboard's been the, you know, snapper 24/7 waiting.
Yeah, buddy.
Took the
lead.
That's
a heck of a fish.
That's a good one. Boy, I'd like to see a 30 hit that thing.
That's a, I seen that 24. My wife's been bugging me to go out, and I got a few spots out there where I'm pretty sure I could beat 21, you know, and, a few honey holes, and man, I saw that 24 pounder and I was like, baby, we ain't going.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I love to fish and all, but, you know, I said, baby, I don't know. I don't know if we could, man, when it was 21 pounds, I was like, I'm pretty sure I know where that fish is and what he's going to eat and all that. You know, I had it in the bag. At least I thought I did. But man, that 24 pounder, that's a huge snapper. It's a big one.
Well.
Yeah. So
there's some little bitty shallows
like
around.
Yeah, I see all that, those pop-ups.
You know, there's a few pop-ups out in the Gulf, and a few came in, but they didn't have any yellow or red in them. They were just little. They might have got some drizzle out of them, if that. Once they hit land and across the bay, they just dissipated. So.
Yeah. Well, I like that word. That's a key word right there.
Dissipated, except for the fish.
Yeah.
You don't want the fish to dissipate.
No, we don't want the fish to dissipate. That's right.
No.
We got bigger problems if that happens, buddy. Oh,
no,
man.
But, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this.
Go catch a tagged redfish today, man. There's only three. There's two red tags and one blue tag. I mean,
dude, I was looking at that.
That just
yesterday.
Blows my mind. I don't know what. Maybe that hurricane changed it. I don't know, but it didn't affect the whole coast. This is for the entire Gulf Coast. Three tagged reds. Come on, man.
I know. I saw the same thing, and I was thinking, what the heck is going on? Yeah, especially this late in the deal. How long does the CCA run to? What's the
Labor
final
Day weekend?
Labor Day. I mean, there's not too much time left, buddy.
No, we're in.
Somebody's gonna have to get on it.
Quarter on that deal, brother.
Dang, man, that is crazy. I still can't believe. God bless that guy didn't have a tag. Oh man.
I know.
The first one, you know, that we got on one of our trips. I can't believe that.
Yeah,
I can't believe
that.
One,
and then there was another guy in Galveston Bay had one, and they wouldn't count it because the guy wasn't a member. He signed up for the tournament, but
wasn't a member.
Oh. Yeah, and
no.
You know, you'd think you couldn't enter the tournament unless you were a member.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, he thought he had something, but
yeah, that would be buddy. You know, to pay the fee to enter and everything, and you're like, oh, I'm in, and then you go fishing, and then you catch it.
And then
you
catch one and think, oh,
buddy,
my goodness, I got him.
Yeah, I don't know, man, that would be
the way it turned out, you know, they cut the tag off through the fish bag.
Sure.
And a couple of weeks later, Steve Hillman, his boat, caught that fish that the tag had been snipped off of.
Wow. That's crazy, man.
So that fish,
and you know what?
That fish lived twice, you know, and didn't get anybody anything.
I seen a man, a really awesome kayak fisherman, Jansen Miller, I think. Man, he's been kayak fishing and doing local tournaments for forever, and right. I just admire what he does. But he caught one, and it was valid and everything. And then I started looking at the picture, the video of it. And I said, man, that kind of looks like the first one Chris released. I don't know, man. It kind of looked like the same fish.
Wow.
I don't know. And he caught it at around Galveston Bay Complex. You know, I think they said Pelican Island or something, right. Which is not far away from where Chris released that fish. So I don't know, man. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. But that's awesome, dude. That's awesome stuff. Yeah, maybe we'll go out there and snag one today. I don't know. We're on a shark trip, so if we catch one, it'll really be something special.
Hey, how did your deal go with that Shark Research Institute or whatever they were?
Yeah.
How'd that all work out for you?
It was a blast. You know, the only tricky part was they only needed spinner sharks. And I tell you what, crazy enough, they had been doing that program for like a year, year and a half maybe. And they been booking trips all over the place. And I think when they got on my boat, they had like four or five spinner sharks tagged. I'm talking about like over the course of a year.
Right.
So crazy to think, you know, and they've been everywhere looking for them. And they said pretty much the same story everywhere. You know, you get behind those shrimp boats and there's just black tip, you know, and finding those spinner sharks can be a little tricky. But it was fun, man. We got one, and they ended up leaving some tags with us, which was awesome, and kind of gave us a little training on how to tag right. those fish. And so that way, we do catch another one, we'll be able to tag it and send her out there. But pretty cool, man. Pretty cool folks. Really cool. So,
you know, this time of year, we see a few, you know, along the channel and up my way. You'll see them jump out of the water, spin out of the water like that.
They're super cool, man. Super cool fish.
Customer go, oh, was that a tarpon? I said, no, that was spinner shark.
Yeah. Man, I almost had one time jump in the boat. You know, I was driving, and that thing jumped out the water right next to us.
That would have not been fun.
It would have not been fun. I had a dolphin do it offshore the other day, too, and I'm thinking, man, golly, that'd be something, right? You know, you're driving 40 knots and a freaking 600-pound fish jumps on the deck, buddy. You better watch out.
That'd knock the console out.
Yeah, no joke. No joke, man.
Yeah, that's
golly.
I see a lot of videos. People send me stuff all the time. I like that one while those guys are sitting there fishing, and one guy's sitting behind the console, and he's not even fishing. And a tarpon jumps out of the water and goes across the boat, even hits the rods and the rod holders. You see that one?
it goes right in front of him, right? He's driving, and it goes right
in the rods. You can see him just start wiggling where that tarpon's tail hit it while he went out the other side of the boat. That was pretty funny.
Buddy.
Boy, he's sitting on that leaning post. It would have knocked him in the water if it would have hit him.
Oh, heck yeah.
Knocked him out.
Knocked him plumb out, buddy. I don't know, man. I really want to catch a tarpon here, but you know, if one jumped in my boat, I'd probably end up taking a picture with it, you know, and posting it like I did catch it, you know.
Right. Well, was it Sugar Shane or somebody caught a small tarpon at the jetties? What, last
year?
Yeah,
Shane did. Yeah, Shane got him a tarpon. It was sweet because we got it on live on Facebook Live, so. And it jumped and everything, buddy. It was putting on a show out there. It was beautiful. That was cool. You know, we try to go live when we're hooked up to big fish and stuff. And, man, sure enough, he was able to go live, and they caught that fish. It was good. I think it was like 4 foot.
Yeah.
So, nice fish, you know. We've hooked some over the years, man, but landing them is a whole different ball game. And guess what? Size 8 or size 10? Trouble hook. Size 8 treble hook. That's a small hook, buddy.
That is. That's a little treble hook. That's a good old jetty rig.
Yep.
That's what everybody size go out there and catch them big old gator trout with was number 8 and number 10 treble hooks with, you know, free shrimping. Boy, they used to catch some big trout like that.
Oh, heck yeah.
That little hook will hold a big fish if he's hooked properly in the corner of the mouth.
Buddy, like I'm telling you, we've caught jacks and bulls, and we hear all the time, man, they're like, oh, that's a little hook, you know? And I'm like, trust me, man, that fish is going to be able to eat that bait. You're going to set that hook, get him right in the corner of the mouth, you know? Trust me. I know it looks small, but you roll with it.
More naturally, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That hook is not weighing that shrimp down or croaker down or whatever, you know. Good stuff. Good stuff, buddy. Right.
Well, I wish you guys good luck today. The best of
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Well, if somebody wants to get with you about, you know, booking an event at your lodge or, you know, what have you, or just plain old fishing, give them some info, Sharky.
Come on with it, guys. We've got a beautiful lodge here in Galveston, Texas, Bayside Lodge. Man, you can come out and do corporate events, birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, dog birthdays. You know, we're not biased, whatever. Come on out, get hooked up with us here at Bayside. And then hop on our website. It's outcastfishingwithnogcharters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. We also have some open boats running tomorrow. So if you guys want to get booked up, y'all want to go do some fishing tomorrow, shoot us a text at 979-248-1529, and we'll get you guys booked up to hop aboard one of our open boats and go catch some fish.
Heck yeah. And
Heck
I guess
yeah,
y'all
buddy.
Are pretty much getting back to normal after Beryl, you know, Hurricane Beryl.
Yeah, finally, brother. Finally. It's been a
what a mess.
It's been a long journey, and we're just thankful that we haven't had another one roll in after that sucker.
Hey, did Galveston Bait and Tackle get back operational yet?
Brother, don't get me lying. I don't think so. I don't think so.
A lot of people volunteering, I could be wrong. And, you know, trying to help them get that place going again. So, all right.
Well, if
man.
They did, God bless them, man, and God bless them either way, you know, because that's a terrible thing. I wouldn't wish it upon anybody.
No.
But, yeah, don't let me misinform because I'm not sure. I haven't seen a lot of activity over there, but maybe they are. But
all right,
I don't know, brother. I'm sorry.
All right, buddy.
All right, my friend.
We appreciate you. Y'all be safe out there. Catch them up. Have a good time, man.
Thank you, brother. God bless. We'll talk to you on Thursday, buddy.
Yes, sir. See you, man.
See you, man.
All right.
Have a good day.
That's Sharky Marquez down in G-Town. It's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, and all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.